Today's episode is brought to you by Destiny's Accessories, located inside of AV Lopez at 3831 Boca Chica Boulevard in Brownsville. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. Destiny Accessories has all the phone and tablet accessories you need, including chargers, screen protectors, wallets, clips, holsters, pop sockets, cases, and much more. Welcome to Paranormal 956. My name is David.
I'm here, guys.
I'm here with Bianca. And what are we talking about today, Bianca?
So you can say it in English and I'll translate.
The Guatemalan worry dolls.
Las muñecas quitapena de Guatemala.
Yeah.
Or muñequitas quitapena. Because they're like super tiny.
Very, very small. Yeah.
Very small. It's so, like...
I have a bunch of these at my house.
It's like the size of an ox cord. Well, not the cord, like the ox insert.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the closest one I can relate it to. The size.
Yeah, it's...
They're not like full-size dolls.
It's They're really small. Like the size of a quarter. Maybe a little bigger, half dollar.
No. Yeah, a quarter, I would say.
Really small.
Yeah, it's like a thumb. Yeah, it's like a thumb.
Yeah, like your thumb. Yeah. So we're doing this story. My wife is the one who bought these. I have a little...
Also, isn't her birthday coming up?
Her birthday is coming up. So this is a little bit of like a birthday happy episode.
Not belated.
Early?
Happy early birthday. Her birthday is just around the corner,
just
David.
Just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
My birthday is also right around the corner in April.
But yeah.
So.
Happy birthday, Angie.
Start budgeting. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the Guatemalan worry dolls.
Yeah.
Muñecas quitapenas.
Quitapena.
Yeah. Yeah. So the way that I got into this, like I said, through my wife, for people that don't know, I travel all over Texas eating barbecue. Right?
Yeah, barbecue is your thing.
Barbecue is my thing. I have a food review channel. I do a lot of food reviews, but barbecue is my thing.
Yeah.
And so I was at a top 50 barbecue place in Fredericksburg, Texas. One of my favorite barbecue places. And right across, they weren't open yet. So my wife and I are killing time. And right across the street, there's like this import-export shop.
Okay.
Which was kind of funny for us because we live right here, and
it's still something different. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Progreso tomorrow. We go to Pantamoros all the time, and then you go in there and they're selling stuff from Mexico, and it's like, this is like five times expensive, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah.
This is where I got my death whistle. I bought my death whistle at this particular store.
Okay.
Sure, we're gonna do an episode about that too.
We haven't done it.
We haven't done a death whistle episode. Well, anyway, so during that visit, we found these worry dolls. And originally we were sold them because the guy said they were Mexican. I think he saw that we were brown, right? And he's like, oh, these guys are like this.
Yeah.
Right. Turns out they're Guatemalan. So it's very close to Mexico, but it's not Mexico.
How much did you pay for them? Is this a price?
Yeah. So like...
Okay. So I have like a bunch of this ones in front of me.
Yeah.
So they're $297 each.
Right. And the ones that we have, they're for different things, but we're going to get into that. Yeah, right?
And it's just like thread on sticks.
Yeah. Like...
on colored sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're very powerful and they're magical. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
And so they're more than worth. The reason we're talking about these, really, in addition to it being my wife's thing.
And they have the backstory. Worry no more. There's a story that when the Mayan people of Guatemala have worries, they tell them to the worry dolls and they put them under the pillow at night. By morning, worry dolls have taken all the worries away.
So we're going to go into the legend of how that came about. Right.
Okay.
So these are actually Mayan more than even Guatemalan, right?
Okay.
So way back when the Mayans were still around, right? there was a Mayan princess, and I'm probably going to mess this up, but her name was Emukakane, right? Pretty sure that's right. If it's not right, it's close, right?
And I'm not even looking. I don't know how the fuck they spelled it. So
yeah, it's got an I and it's got an X and it's got a bunch of consonants and very few vowels. But anyway, it's called Ixumanque, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. Just rolls off the tongue. So that sounds right. So she's this Mayan princess and kind of like, I guess like you would think of like a Greek god or some other mythological creature.
Okay.
She has this ability to solve any problem in humanity. So she's like this uber genius, but for the world. Right?
Okay.
So during this time, the Spanish come over and they start to conquer, blah, 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 right? And so they start building these schools. And these little girls, this little family, they're going to school. And their Mayan grandfather tells them these history stories, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And while they do this, their mom's making like
tortillas.
Like cloth to sell at the market, mm-hmm. right? And so everybody goes to sleep, blah, 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 right? It hasn't rained in a while. So they're kind of really depending on these cloths that this
to sell
yeah, to make their money for the upcoming month, right? Mm-hmm. They go to sleep and they wake up and all the cloth has been stolen.
Oh, shit.
Right? And so this mother has been working for a really long time and has got this huge stockpile of cloth. It's all gone. So their chances of money are gone. Their chances for food are gone because it hasn't rained. She gets like super depressed. And back in the legend, they describe it as she's so sad she gets sick and is in bed the whole time. Mm-hmm. We know that today to be depression. Right.
Right.
So she's depressed, not moving. She's not doing anything. And the kids, little kids, like 7, 8-year-old kids.
Yeah, they don't understand.
They're like, we got to do something to make some money, right? So they make these little worry dolls, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're going to sell them and maybe we'll make some money.
For $3? Shit.
Well, this is way back, like 1800s, maybe 1700s. Yeah. I don't even know, right? But a long time ago. Like, we're going to sell these dolls and hopefully we'll do something, right?
Yeah.
And so they go out and the whole day and nobody's like, everybody's looking at these dolls. And even you would look at them and they're like, oh, come on. It's like, I'm not going to buy these dolls. Like, yeah, this is low effort dolls, right? Mm-hmm. Well, before they go home, they've been there all day, haven't sold one. This man says, I'll buy all of them. All the ones you have. They don't have that many. They have like 20, right? But he gives them enough money to cover all of their expenses for a month for these little dolls.
Okay.
And so the kids are super excited. And they go home and they tell the mom, we got all this money for our little dolls that we made. And she's like, I fucking saw those dolls. You didn't sell those for a month's worth of money that we mm-hmm. need. Like, this is not making sense. You stole this money, didn't you? And they're like, no. We promise. We didn't steal the money. And so the kids are like walking around and they run into this mysterious, like stranger kind of person. But it's like a I don't know how like to say a it.
What?
Like a shaman kind of person. And so they're saying, the reason the man took those dolls from you is because those are powered by Ixmucante, whatever her name was, the Mayan princess, right?
How the fuck did he know that?
So he's like some kind of mythical creature. Like, he's not a real, like, he's like a guru or a shaman or something like that.
Okay.
And so they're like, what do you mean? What does this have to do with anything? And yeah, they say, well, you're supposed to tell your secrets, what you're worried about, to these little dolls, mm-hmm. put them under your pillow.
Go to sleep,
and they're going to take care of
it. And the tooth fairy takes out your teeth. Oh.
And so they tell the mom, oh, this is what happens. And she's like, come on. Like, this is all. This story just gets weirder and weirder. Mm-hmm. I don't believe any of you. And they go, no. Tell them what you're worried about, and then go to sleep and see. You're going to see, right? And so they have like one, and they give it to the mom.
Yeah.
And we don't know what she told it, right? But she puts it under her bed. They wake up the next morning to pouring rain everywhere. Hasn't rained in months. All of a sudden,
what?
It's pouring rain. And she wakes up and she tells the kids, I believe you. And like, what changed? What happened? And she says, I was worried about our crops and that there was no rain. And now it's raining. So these are legit real things, right? And so.
It's like, I believe.
Right. And so now they make these like in all these different. So there's like, we even have like, there's like a. There's one for worrying about your budget. There's one worried about your hair. There's worried about
marriage.
Marriage.
A travel.
Traveling. Yes. Yeah, so there's all kinds of these things. And so when you go to Progreso, they even have them.
So the cocktail one.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's drinking problems.
Oh, too many drinks. Big party, too many drinks. Relax. Your cocktail worry doll will help you pass the next morning with ease. Oh.
The hangover doll. So like
your hangover doll. Oh.
So this is kind of where I always kind of bring in like a little bit of.
Has Angie tried this one?
I'm pretty sure she's tried all of them. These are her dolls.
Yeah.
And like they come in this little, it looks like a, like something you hold like tortillas.
A right? Basket. Yeah.
Like for your tortillas, but it's like super small. It's like their house. And so anyway, so now, like I said, I always bring in like this little bit of cynicism to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how this could work. And it reminds me of this study that I heard of one time where they got like Christians and they made them pray. And then they had non-Christians and they had them pray. And then they had like regular people just do like everybody else do nothing. Like
don't pray, don't do anything.
And the people that prayed and the people that prayed period, whether they believed or they didn't believe, they felt better about things.
Yeah.
And so the scientists, you know, whether you're a Christian or you're not, I'm sure you believe your own thing. But the scientists concluded that just talking to something, verbalizing your problems.
Or expressing.
Yeah. Like it like brings your stress down.
Yeah. Like a release. In a
and
way.
So with the Mayans, like I said, this is before Christians came to this side of the planet, right?
This was their
kind of praying, right? And so. Psychologists,
but it rained, David.
True. So I don't know how that makes no sense, right? But on the other part, as far as like, it didn't rain for me,
right?
And so,
but also you don't have crops.
Also true. I have some onions in the back, and I have a jalapeno drink. That's all I have.
That's but you don't depend from it. It's not very much of a worry for you.
Not a worry for me at all. Mm-hmm. No. In fact, I think the plant's more worried than I am by the look of it.
Right.
So I think this is like for a kid especially, right? For a kid to have like a routine before bed, you know, where they kind of dump all their problems and then they can go to sleep.
What problems?
Well, as a kid, I had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I had a lot of problems as a kid. Check out our episode previously.
Any episode, to be honest. I think we all took out.
Yeah. So anyway, you had never heard of these?
No, I never had.
Ironically, I'm sure you've seen them because they make purses. And
I think I've seen them, but like.
You didn't know the story.
I mean, I told my troubles to Jesus at the most.
Yeah.
I mean, that's working out fine, I guess.
Yeah. And so the way that you use them is you're supposed to tell them your worries and then you put them under your bed.
And sleep with them?
Yeah. And so that's how that works.
This one is to reborn yourself.
There you go.
What the fuck? I'm barely reading this one, guys. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know who would want to fucking be reborn in this lifetime, but it ain't me.
Yeah, but think about this, though. Instead of saying reborn, what if you said born again? Like, Christians do that.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and so, like, if you were to, like, you know what? Like, today's, like, a new start in my life. Whether you're drinking or whatever you're doing, and you're, like, Today's a new day. I'm a new person. That's how Christians look at it.
That's crazy.
Right? So it's kind of stealing off of that. So that's our episode for today. We're talking about the traditions of Guatemala. Muñecas. Quintapenas. You know, there's a drink called quintapenas. It's like a tequila flavored liqueur.
Anything actually quita las penas, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of liquors do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very therapeutic.
That's why you have to put the muñecas at the beginning.
Especially the cocktail at the end whenever you're done drinking.
Yeah. All right. So that's our episode for today. Stay tuned. We'll be on Facebook.
What's next episode? We haven't talked about the next episode.
Yeah. No,
we'll look into it.
We're ending a session today.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.